This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Many Americans are fed up with both the Republican and Democratic parties. The New Alliance Party is offering itself as an alternative. The party's presidential candidate, Lenora Falani, is on the primary ballot in New Hampshire. In fact, she recently qualified for more federal matching funds than any other candidate except President Bush and Senator Tom Harkin. Falani is an African-American woman who says her party represents progressive causes and stands for the rights of Americans of color, women, and gays and lesbians. But some critics say that the New Alliance Party is run like a cult group and is controlled by a white man named Fred Newman, who founded the party and is Falani's campaign manager. Newman also runs a network of therapy groups that some critics have described as unethical, with questionable connections to the party itself. In the second half hour of our show, we'll hear from Fred Newman, the founder of the New Alliance Party. First, a talk with one of the party's chief critics, Chip Berlay. He's an analyst with Political Research Associates, a Cambridge-based organization which monitors groups on the extreme right. Berlay specializes in researching authoritarian groups. He's been investigating the New Alliance Party for several years. He told me why.
Well, we've been looking at the New Alliance Party for a bunch of years, and Political Research Associates put out a study that I wrote in 1987 because some questions had come up about their historic ties to the LaRouche organization in terms of many of the core leadership of the New Alliance Party were involved briefly in the early 70s with the LaRouche organization when it was known as the International Caucus of Labor Committees. And so some African-American legal groups and some gay and lesbian groups came to our research institute and said, when you write about LaRouche, you mention this guy Fred Newman, who's the campaign manager for Lenora Falani and one of the founders of the New Alliance Party, and you say that they had a connection. You better prove it because they're denying it. So, in fact, I wrote a paper that basically looked at the history of the Newmanites, as we call them, and wrote about the process of the group around Mr. Newman as it's gone through a variety of different forms and a number of different names, and down to the present time when they're known as the New Alliance Party to a degree, although not everyone involved in the New Alliance Party is part of what I would call an inner kind of cult group around Mr. Newman.
Well, some people do describe the New Alliance Party as a cult group. Do you think that that's valid? And if so, in what respects is it a cult?
Well, it's cult's a kind of pejorative term that you have to use with caution. I use it in the sense of it being a totalitarian political organization, totalitarian in the sense of style. It's a word that's been tossed around a lot and misused. But essentially, totalitarian groups have, you know, a single individual at the top, usually a white man. They are run in a very authoritarian manner. All knowledge and wisdom flows hierarchically down from this individual through a cadre of folks in an inner circle and down to the bottom level where the people who are on the, you know, basically front lines of the political work are involved. And they tend to rewrite their history to meet current needs. So in that sense, yes, Dr. Falani is in the core leadership of a bizarre therapy cult that, embodies the worst combination of Stalin and Harkin sexual psychotherapy.
Now, a lot of people don't know much about the New Alliance Party, yet their candidate, Lenora Falani, qualified for more federal matching funds than any candidates except for George Bush and Tom Harkin. How have they raised enough money to get that amount of matching funds from the government?
Well, I think they've done a considerable amount of legwork. I think that to a large extent, they've tapped into an anxiety that's being expressed by the American electorate because things aren't going well for a lot of people. And to a certain extent, both the Bush administration and many of the Democrats are not really presenting serious alternatives. And I think that that's true. I would agree with people who say that there's been a lack of addressing some of the serious social problems. But what I claim and what I allege is that what Dr. Falani is doing is very similar to what Buchanan and Duke are doing, which is inventing scapegoats and using demagoguery and being very opportunistic and basically saying things that they know will resonate with the electorate, even though they themselves are really just opportunistically using these issues and have a very different agenda that's mostly concerned with power and authority and control and not with democracy.
So you're suggesting that the party is manipulating issues and manipulating the language of the left, but do you think that they've used nefarious means to raise the money, or do you think their fundraising has been legitimate?
Well, I think to a certain extent you can look at the financial records that have been filed and see that they tend to take this money and use it to fund their ongoing political activity. But I'm not entirely sure there's anything illegitimate or illegal with that. I'm not sure that's what the people who have set up the idea of matching funds had in mind. For instance, what they do is that they'll have people working with one of their front groups, the Rainbow Lobby, which is not connected with the Rainbow Coalition of Jesse Jackson and his allies. And they have moved most of those people from fundraising for the Rainbow Lobby over to fundraising for the Lenore Fawney campaign. Well, in a sense, that's what the Democratic Party does. So, you know, it's kind of a difficult to make an allegation that this is nefarious, but it certainly, you know, there's more here than meets the eye in terms of Dr. Filani's candidacy.
The New Alliance Party's candidate, Lenora Filani, emphasizes her perspective as an African-American woman, and many of her appeals have been made to fellow African-Americans as well as members of other ethnic or racial minorities. Now, you say the party was founded by a white man and he's really the power of the party. Do you think the party is misrepresenting itself as led by African Americans?
Yes, and I'm not the only person to say that. A number of African Americans who have left the organization claim that essentially they use African Americans and women as a cover for the political goals of Fred Newman. And they even write about that in their own newspaper, how really the Lenora Filani candidacy is bringing the message of Fred Newman, the world's greatest historian, philosopher, and therapist, to the American people.
Who is Fred Newman?
Well, Fred Newman was a political leader of a left collective in New York in the early 70s and surrounded himself with some 30, 40 individuals who were investigating alternative forms of therapy and psychology at the time, as well as political activism. And in the early 70s, he brought his membership of his group into an alliance with Lyndon LaRouche. And this was after Lyndon LaRouche had gone around the country and had his followers beat up other leftists using bats and chains and nunchukas and sending some people to the hospital.
Let me reintroduce you. My guest is Chip Berlay, and he works with Political Research Associates, a group that investigates far-right authoritarian groups. Now, you've described Fred Newman as running a psychosexual therapy cult. What are you talking about?
Well, there's this core cadre organization politically called the International Workers' Party. And to be in the cadre of the International Workers' Party, which, by the way, I have no problem with cadre-type organizations. In a sense, the Democratic Party is a cadre organization. You know, everyone gets together and votes for their candidate. I have no problem with therapy or psychology or psychotherapy. But what they've done is they've combined it, because to be a member of the International Workers' Party, you have to be in therapy with a therapist trained by Dr. Fred Newman, who invented the particular school of therapy that's practiced.
What is that school of therapy?
It's called social therapy or crisis normalization, depending on which aspect you're involved in. And wherever there's a major outpost of the New Alliance Party, there are cadre from the International Workers' Party who have brought with them a therapy center.
Have you ever been to one of the therapy groups?
Well, it would have been unethical. I did go through an intake process at their New York headquarters and was screened for therapy and was basically told, you know, given an appointment to join a therapy group. But it's a group session, so as a reporter, as soon as I would have appeared in a group setting, it would have violated other people's privacy rights. So my knowledge of how the therapy works is by interviewing over a dozen former members of the International Workers' Party, who all of whom were involved in therapy and all of whom found that it was very destructive.
We've told us a little bit about who Fred Newman, the founder of the New Alliance Party, is. Tell us a little bit about Lenora Filani, the African-American candidate who was running for president with the New Alliance Party.
Well, she actually has a degree in therapy, which actually Dr. Newman does not have. And she was drawn into the Newmanite School of Therapy in New York City. She comes from Pennsylvania, actually. And she's a very, very bright, intelligent, and a very assertive woman who, you know, deserves a lot of credit for having been on the ballot in all 50 states last time around. But I think she's basically misrepresenting herself and her organization.
How?
Well, she's misrepresenting the whole nature of the political organization that she's a member of.
So she's a member of the therapy group?
She's a member of, well, she's a practitioner of social therapy, and she was a patient in the sense of Dr. Newman's. I mean, they had a therapeutic relationship as well as a political relationship. He's her campaign manager as well as the person who invented this school of therapy. So it's a problem.
The New Alliance Party presents itself as multicultural, pro-civil rights, pro-gay and lesbian rights, pro-women's rights, having many Jewish members. What's your assessment of those claims?
Well, I think they're a veneer over the basic totalitarian sect that runs the party. And I can give you example after example of groups who have had run-ins with their style. And again, I allege they're a totalitarian group, which is basically a very aggressive totalitarian style of organizing is reflected in their political work. For instance, at one point in 1988, they invited a leading civil liberties activist, Frank Wilkinson, to come down for a pro-democracy rally in Atlanta. And he flew there from California only to discover that it was a campaign rally for Dr. Filani. And he was very incensed because, of course, he was interested in dealing with a specific bill that would have provided access to candidates. And he had no interest in being at a campaign rally for Dr. Filani. That's happened in a number of cases. It happened at a gay and lesbian rally in California when there was supposed to be a rally for a particular political issue, and Dr. Filani showed up and tried to turn it into a campaign rally. It happened with New Jewish Agenda in New York, where their cadre got into the chapter of New Jewish Agenda and disrupted it thoroughly for a good part of a year, and they were finally thrown out. It happened with other political organizations around the country. And finally, in terms of gay and lesbian activism, to almost a complete degree, every major gay and lesbian group in the United States has rejected their overtures because the history of their organizing in that community has been, you know, rapacious and aggressive and destructive.
Well, how has it been destructive?
Well, they get into an organization, and if they can't take it over, then they try and impede its activity. And then failing that, they try and set up a parallel organization to steal membership away from it. And this has happened repeatedly around the country.
I want to talk with you about the influence that the New Alliance Party has in the African-American community. But first, let's take a short break, and then we'll talk some more. My guest is Chip Relay, and he works with Political Research Associates. This is a group that investigates far-right and authoritarian political groups and cult groups. And one of the groups he's investigating now is the New Alliance Party, and their candidate, Lenora Filani, is running for president in the primaries. More after the short break. This is Fresh Air. Chip Relay is my guest. He investigates far-right authoritarian groups. He's currently investigating the New Alliance Party. Their candidate, Dr. Lenora Filani, is running for president in the primaries. Lenora Filani is an African-American and claims to have great support within African-American communities in the United States. What's your evaluation of the following that the New Alliance Party has in African-American communities in America?
Well, I think to a certain extent, in New York especially, she has some following, and it's a significant following, although it's not a majority following. And in some other cities as well around the country, she and her party have attracted some attention. There's no doubt about that. And they've had a tradition of having African-American women in positions of leadership in the past, and not just Dr. Filani. I think, however, if you look at the Rainbow Coalition, which is affiliated with Reverend Jesse Jackson's political movement and its allies, they have rejected any alliance with Dr. Filani and the New Alliance Party. And they have, in fact, been critical of the use of the term rainbow lobby in fundraising because many people have given money to the rainbow lobby thinking they were giving money to the Rainbow Coalition and to the Jesse Jackson political movement. So I think to a certain extent they misrepresent the depth of their support, but there is, to be sure, there is some support, especially in the New York area.
You think that the New Alliance Party is a party that needs to be unmasked, which is something that you're trying to do. Do you think that there are African-American leaders who are disturbed by the inroads the New Alliance Party is making?
Well, I know they are because I've talked to a number of them. The dilemma for them, of course, is that they don't feel it's appropriate for them to be attacking an African-American woman who is obviously intelligent and obviously appealing to a significant sector of the black community. You find a similar kind of attitude in terms of criticism of Reverend Farrakhan, who has done some positive things, but that has to be measured against the fact that he has said some things about Jews that are frankly bigoted, even if you omit those references that he has made, which are critical of Israel and not necessarily anti-Jewish. So I think there's a moral dilemma that a lot of African-American political leaders are wrestling with. One individual, Congressman Dimeley of congressional leader in Washington, D.C., has spoken out against them. And in private settings, a lot of people in the Rainbow Coalition will warn away their followers from having anything to do with Dr. Falani or the New Alliance Party.
The New Alliance Party says that they have many Jewish members and that they are not anti-Semitic, but they oppose many of Israel's policies. You say that they really are anti-Semitic.
Sure. And there's a distinction here that I think is often blurred in American political debate. It is not necessarily anti-Semitic, and I would prefer the term anti-Jewish. It's not necessarily anti-Jewish to be a critic of the State of Israel or the Likud party or the Kach party or political life for the Palestinians, the way the Israelis treat the Palestinians. All of these can be raised in a way that objectively is not anti-Jewish. But when Dr. Falani says that it is significant to her when a landlord is Jewish, that's bigotry. That's anti-Jewish conspiracy theory. Why is it significant to her when a landlord is Jewish? It shouldn't be. It has nothing to do with being Jewish. And her support for Reverend Farrakhan comes at a time when his religious organization has just released a book called The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews that discusses essentially a theory that Jews controlled the slave trade, which is frankly a ridiculous assertion and one that's based on prejudice and to a large extent based on theories that come out of the white racist movement.
There's an ad for that book, I believe, in the pages of the New Alliance Party's newsletter.
That's correct. The New Alliance Party is advertising that book, and I've read that book, and essentially it chronicles with great detail the number of Jews who are slaveholders, but omits the most salient fact, which is the ratio of Jewish slaveholders to non-Jewish slaveholders, which undermines the entire thesis of the book.
Dr. Falani of the New Alliance Party is running in the primaries for president. What do you think the impact of this party is right now on the left in American politics? Well, and I ask about the left because that's where they have positioned themselves.
Sure. To a very, very large extent, the left in the United States, be it the liberal left, the progressive left, the radical left, or the revolutionary left, treats this organization like it's a pariah. And they're well aware of that because they frequently write in their newspaper that they're treated like a pariah by the entire left. So I think to a certain extent, the left has been sitting back and watching Lenora Falani's candidacy with sort of a dumbstruck awe that the mainstream media doesn't quite know how to just talk about these things because none of these charges are new, and all of them have been carried in multiple different publications by different authors. So I guess sort of bemused humor, tragedy kind of sense on the American left that this is occurring.
What effect do you think the New Alliance Party is having on mainstream American politics?
Not a whole lot. I think it's unfair that they've been excluded from the debates, and I think it's unfair some of the techniques that are used to exclude minor party candidates. I think that's wrong, and I would agree that these things need to be changed, but I don't think they need to be changed by some sort of bizarre cult.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Chip Berlay. He works with the Political Research Associates, a group that investigates far-right and authoritarian groups. You've been investigating the New Alliance Party. How are you getting your information?
Well, to a large extent, I started with documents that came out of the early days of both the early Newmanite formations and the early LaRouche organization. And because I had written extensively about LaRouche, and he had sued me a couple times, and a lot of documents were produced, and there's some research available at the Tamamet Library in New York, I began to track down some of the people who had left both the LaRouche organization and the Newmanite formation and interview them. And as I interviewed them, I would ask for names of other people that they knew who had left. When I published Clouds Blur the Rainbow, which was my study of the Newmanites, the New Alliance Party, I got a number of letters and phone calls from people who had left. And then a number of gay and lesbian publications wrote articles based on their own research and talking to people in their own communities who had been inside. And from there came a whole new range of individuals who had criticisms. So basically through those sources. And I subscribe to their publications and read them.
Do you think that it is more difficult to expose a group that, instead of espousing racism, really espouses liberation and equality and civil rights, when a group has used the language of equality, even if they're co-opting the language and co-opting the issues, does it make it more difficult for people to expose them?
Oh, it certainly made it more difficult for me. I resisted writing the report back in 87 for a full year. I kept saying, you know, I don't want to be the person to do this. It seems like it's trashing the left. No one will understand it. It'll just hurt more than it'll help. And it was only because so many different people kept coming to our research organization and saying, no, you have to write about this. You have to set the record straight, that we finally went ahead and published it. But I'm very morally and politically conflicted over it. And I've had a hard time, because not only is it a very sharp criticism, and I certainly understand why they're offended by what I say, but it's so bizarre. It's not just that they're, you know, not telling the truth about themselves, but the internal hierarchy and sexual activity and strange theories and bizarre behavior that is involved. It's almost, you know, I don't want to be known as the Geraldo Rivera of the left, you know. I've written seriously about FBI and CIA abuse and attacks on the environmental movement. I have an article in Greenpeace this month. So, you know, I'd rather not be known as the person who trashed Dr. Filani. I'd like to be known as a person who took seriously the threat of political authoritarianism and anti-Jewish rhetoric and racism, and took it so seriously that I was willing to point out the kinds of authoritarian and proto-fascist underpinnings of a party that even claimed to agree with me.
Well, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity.
Chip Relay is an analyst with Political Research Associates based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He investigates authoritarian groups and has been monitoring the New Alliance Party for several years. In the second half of our show, we'll talk with the founder of the New Alliance Party, Fred Newman. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.